From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Faith Saley, Alonzo Bowden, and Adam Burke. And here again is your host, the man who has just organized his sock drawer alphabetically, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill sets his watch to Central Standard Rhyme in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, it's time for a game we're calling
Ballot Dump.
No, it's not what we found in a ditch in Pennsylvania. It's a roundup of some of the week's election news, rapid-fire, true-false style. Get yours right, you get a point. Ready to go, guys? Here we go. Alonzo, true or false, at an election rally in Michigan, President Trump told suburban women he'd be helping them get back to work.
False.
Right. He said he'd be, quote, getting your husbands back to work. Faith, true or false, speaking about his campaign in Texas, Joe Biden said, my wife Jill and Kamala's wife Doug were there.
True?
Yes. Adam, true or false, campaigning in Arizona, President Trump introduced Senator Martha McSally by saying, she's my partner in the Senate. Sort of like my political Melania.
False.
Right. He said, quote, Martha, come up fast, fast, fast. Come on, quick. You got 1 minute. 1 minute, Martha.
You know how I knew that was false? It was a full sentence.
Alonzo, true or false, during last week's airing of The Bachelorette, a Detroit TV station accidentally broadcast the results of next week's election in the middle of the episode.
True.
Yes. They're running a test. Faith, true or false, the Taliban issued a statement threatening a cyber attack on Tuesday's election.
True.
No, false. The Taliban issued a statement endorsing Donald Trump for president. Alonzo, true or false, libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen is protesting that she was left off of CNN's America Votes graphic.
True.
No, false. She was protesting that she was left off Nickelodeon's Kids Vote graphic. That's all for this week's ballot dump. We'll do it the next time. The fate of the world hangs in the hands of some people in the Philadelphia suburbs. All right,